Well, hello there, and welcome to Currently in South Africa on True Crime Bones, with me, your host, Marissa Bones. And the time of me recording this episode, that consists of two stories, by the way, is Friday, the 19th of March, 2021. And this is the seventh episode in the Currently in South Africa segment, where I discuss crime-related events happening and unfolding in my country right now. Trying to bring awareness, shed a light on the dark side of South Africa, you know, giving the outside world a sense of what life's like in South Africa. I mean, most cases barely get any coverage in my country, from my country. So I know it ain't reaching any other place, well, country, platform, you name it. It's a sad truth. So much go unnoticed. I would like to change that. So, with that being said, let's get into what's happening in South Africa this week with these two stories. Story number one. A 29-year-old woman, whose name has not been made public, boiled a newborn baby boy and then buried his body in a shallow grave. Now, not a lot of information is yet available on this case, as the crime took place on the 12th of March at her home in Sunway, Rietfontein, in Hartbeespoortdam, a week ago. And in fact, her first court appearance was today, well, for me, at the time of this recording. But what we do know is that on Friday, March 12th, the woman, or shall I say murderer, gave birth to a baby boy at her home in Sunway, which she then afterwards placed the newborn baby, who was still alive at that point, in boiling water before wrapping his small body in plastic and burying him in a shallow grave in a field nearby. Later, that same day, this woman went to a friend and confided in her about what she had done earlier that day. You know, the horrific crime she just committed. And then after doing that, she left and continuing with the day as if nothing happened. Well, pretending as if nothing happened. And, you know, that everything was normal. Which she continued to do for the next couple of days before being arrested and charged with murder, thankfully. Because, you see, the friend, you know, the one she confided to, yeah, she alerted the police. But not immediately. No. In fact, the friend waited until Wednesday, the 17th of March, which was 2 days ago, well, at the time of this recording, to contact the police. Hence, the reason this woman was able to continue with a normal life for almost a week. Now, why in the what even is life chicken on meth hell did the friend wait so long to alert the police? And not immediately after the woman who just confessed to murder left and contacted him. And I don't know. But honestly, I wish I did, because I can't wrap my head around it. I just can't. I mean, lost the words almost. I don't care if we've been friends since the day we were born, closer than actual sisters, The whole shabam. If you come to me and tell me that, I will immediately call everyone. Immediately. I'll probably do some extra stuff as well. But wait. Even, okay, I can some. I'm an extra person. Let's put it like that. I mean, I am from South Africa. You have to do what you do. Need to do. But I would think every other person, normal human being, would then at least wait for the woman to leave, you know, till they feel safe because she did just commit murder. And then contact the police immediately. Not wait for almost 5 days to do so. Or am I wrong? If you can explain or feel something different, please let me know. But either way, you know, it's still, you know, thanks to the friend that the police were able to locate the shallow grave that contained the dead body of the baby boy, which led to them arresting the woman on the charge of murder, and then which led to her appearing in court today, the 19th of March. And that is end of story number one. Up next, our second. Okay, instead of playing a sound clip to separate story one and two, like I usually do, I would like to use this opportunity to quickly just say thank you, and then to share that you can now find me on Buy Me a Coffee. As you can hear, I don't have much of equipment. Well, nothing at all. It's a phone, it's earphones, and it's a bathroom floor. If you would like to help me or support this podcast, you know, grow, or just think I need a coffee, you can follow a link, which, by the way, with Buy Me a Coffee, you don't have to have an account or subscribe or anything. Just follow the link. Then it gives you the options if you want to buy me one coffee or even two. No. Then there's also this message box where you can fill in a message that I will receive as soon as you send a coffee. The message box is optional, so don't worry. And that's it. No hassle. I will be leaving the link in the episode description, as well as you can find it in my Instagram bio at truecrime.bones in the link tree link, or you can go to buymeacoffee.com/marissabones. With that said, every bit will help and helps. Either way, thank you still for listening. I appreciate you guys so much, and hopefully we can get this going. I hope I said everything. I've re-recorded this because I tried to be as quick as possible because I don't want any fear. Now, with that said, let's get into story number two. Our second and final story. A 32-year-old homeless man, whose name's also not been made public, was shot and killed in Donegal Court in Innova Park, Cape Town, in the early hours of Monday morning, which was the 15th of March, following continuous gang-related shootings in the area, which also injured three other men. Now, the three men that were injured were taken to nearby medical facilities, and they were recovering from the injuries. Well, shots. And police have opened a case of murder and attempted murder for investigation. They are also urging the public, so any to all my South African listeners, this one's for you. They are urging the public to come forward with information that could lead to the successful arrest and prosecution of the perpetrators, who fled the scene in two Volkswagen Polos, one grey and one white, No registration. Okay. I know I said to my listeners, have a look out. And still, keep an eye out. You never know. But that is not much of a description. Many to all my lessons from all over the world, which, by the way, you guys are amazing. How many Volkswagen Polos there are? And also, Cape Town, where I am, is run by gangs. I know I said please don't look at, maybe someone knows and can still go, and leave an anonymous tip. Who knows? Always keep up, have hope. But at the same time, when it goes to gang, no one's going to come forward. The gang owns the areas. Hence why we have such high crime rate and me hearing gunshots. Well, it's not just hearing, so close by. Yeah, crime is, it's full on. And one of the police spokesperson actually said the fact it can't be ruled out that it's not gang related. Now, he knows, we know, everyone knows that he's lying. But he can't obviously straight up, I don't know, just come up with it. Leave it to mystery. I don't know why he said that to the media, because everyone knows it. And unfortunately, that's a sad fact with gangs. You're either part of them or you die. I'm not part of the gang though, just so you know. I'm still very, very poor. Now, with that, one of the community police forum spokespersons, Kachifa Muhammad, said that 4 shootings in different areas were reported from Donegal Court, Derwent Court, and Austin Road yesterday. So, that is actually in those courts, those areas, 4 shootings. I know it sounds horrible, but that's actually low. I mean, just here from not far from me, we're talking about usually on a week. Let me not even get into that. But still, it's absolutely horrible. And yeah. With that in mind, sorry, I'm babbling almost on. I would just like to give my listeners an idea of what it is to live in South Africa. Hence why I'm doing this. What really goes on? Because nothing gets reported. Nothing gets news, gets nowhere. The spokesperson, Kachifa, also went on to say, and I quote, "The victim was an innocent guy sleeping on the street and was shot in a drive-by shooting where 2 cars were involved. The same car shot all those other guys. 2 minutes after the 2 initial shootings and 5 meters apart, others were shot. This is an ongoing gang war between rival gangs, and the shootings has been going on for more than 2 years and has turned into daily shootings." End quote. That's true. You ain't lying. I mean, walking to, we have called it cafes, which is like or duck shops. You know, there's small, I'm trying to explain to everyone outside of South Africa, small shop that just has the basic necessities. Not even like a 7-Eleven, smaller. We have them, they're in between, you know, the areas, the open thing. Just walking there, it's, how many people get killed just going by the top shop, going to buy a cigarette or snacks or even bread and milk? Everything, going outside your house, walking to work. If you're lucky enough to have work and this currently, you know, it's so normal. It's scary in the sense, like, go to the tuck shop, going shooting, you want to try to go home. Oh, no, they were just shooting, you know, around me. And we just fine, you know. How many people get shot, like, by fly-by bullets through the windows? It's just how things are, and it's so sad. Now, also on Jabez and Abraham, yes, that is the name, Abraham, try saying that 4 times in a row, from the police, also go on to say, and I quote, who are the police working with? Because they don't want to work with the community or the CPF. They are working on their own and can't seem to come to any conclusion on the shootings. The shooting continues and the gangs are terrorizing the community. And you ask, where is all their intelligence and all of this? In quote. Now, Abraham was not far off by asking, who's the police working for? In which quote, and they're not helping much. Because it's sad to say that in this area, most of the police are owned by gangs. And not just they work for them, they are literally, you do my work, you do my bidding. It is what it is, sadly. So, it's a good question, and it's quote, but we all know the answer. Well, this era. Mohammed also said that the deployment of law enforcement officers in the area was for a political point scoring rather than crime fighting initiative, adding that people were desperate for real interventions. Now, this is because, yes, a while ago they tried to bring in the army. I'm not going to go into that. What our army does. I remember that one day, one of the army, the trucks van, were on the one side of the police station. Yeah? And on the other side, literally, a car was getting hijacked. This is like back in the back side of the police station in front of it. But it is what it is, sadly. Now, they did try and bring in not just the army, because the army actually left after, well, like, they couldn't deal with it. They literally were like, we are out. It's too much for us. They then said, okay, we're going to put on more police officers, send in more police officers. And, like, what was it? It was just a sign for the media, because sending them in is one thing. And then work. Or actually do something, it's another thing. But also, I don't want to be a policeman in this area, in the city, to be honest, because if you're not with them, you will get taken out. There's an ongoing case currently, well, there's a couple, for a few really, really good police officers who went down on gangs, you know, didn't take any nonsense, they couldn't be corrupted, and they actually wanted to make Cape Town a safe place, were murdered, taken out. So at the same time, I know I'm like nagging, like, police are part of it. But, like, you're either bored or, you know, your family is going to miss you. So, yeah. Sending in police officers didn't do much. And I don't know what they expected. With that, He also said, Mohammed also said in God, when the law enforcement were deployed, there were no engagements with the CPF now or any other crime fighting bodies in the community. Hence, there is no change in crime. Our people are dying, and there have been cries for help because the gangsters have taken over our streets, end quote. So, I know my last word is long because I'm rambling. I'm sorry. What's sad is, I brought it to this case. Didn't think I would ramble so much. The homeless man, I can tell you now, no one will be held accountable for his death. And the fact that I can't, his name is not even, that's the saddest part. And the focus point, it's not him. It's the rest. Yeah, you just become, I know they always say you're just a number. Yeah, it's literally, you're just one of like how many. I try to not give going to all the sort of each day, because you would think I'm talking and reporting on the same stuff. No, same stories over and over. No, because there are so many shootings, but every day, and not much. This is a story that will not have a good ending. No one will remember it or do anything about it. So I chose to put this on you. I'm sorry for rambling, but thank you guys for listening so much. Thank you, really. And remember, stay safe. Ta-da.